There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts.
Pump it up.
Anyone else beyond excited that today is the last day of January?
Yes! I could cry. I'm so excited.
Enough is enough already. Happy Friday, you guys. It speaks my mornings. My name is Moose. That's the lovely Breezy.
Cheers, everybody.
Let's get after it.
Oh, yeah. Ah, okay.
Yesterday on the show, Owen called us up, put himself on blast for whatever reason. Most likely he was drunk. He called in for our segment, There I Said It. And he admitted to basically lying to his girlfriend. Yep. I don't know why he thought this was a good idea.
He really sent it, though. We got to commend him for committing to the bit.
So he promised her he would do dry January with her. But instead, he told us he's been drinking behind her back almost every day this month.
It's really bad.
It's a lot. That's a lot of days. 31 days.
Yeah.
If you missed it, here's a clip of the call from yesterday with our new friend, Owen.
My There I Said It is, I think dry January is ridiculous. And even though I have been pretending to do it all month with my girlfriend, I have actually been drinking the entire time.
Oh,
it sounded like he was drinking right then and there. So Breezy and I ask him, are you worried about the repercussions if your girlfriend were to hear this?
Right.
Well, turns out Breezy and I get a call from this girl, Alyssa, a little while ago. We're like, would you mind calling us back? Which she agreed to do. She would not tell us who she is, but wants to comment on the call with Owen from yesterday. And from what Breezy and I have gathered, we think she may be his girlfriend.
Which is
not positive.
Which is so tough.
Let me get her on with us. Hi, Alyssa, good morning.
Hi. Yeah, good morning to you guys too.
Alyssa, are you or are you not Owen's girlfriend?
Well, that's debatable. Yes, I am Owen's girlfriend.
Okay, you are. Okay.
She goes, it's a toss-up at this point, truly.
Okay, so you heard the call yesterday or you did not? Tell us what's going on.
Well, I didn't hear it, but I get a phone call yesterday from my brother. Mm-hmm. I'm at work, and he tells me that Owen is on the air saying he's been drinking all month and lying to me about it.
Yep. That did happen. Yep.
Yeah, that is true.
And
why do you think he? I'll let you finish. I'm just so curious. So is Breezy on why he decided to come on and put himself on blast.
That was wild.
He had one day to go.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe he'd been drinking. I don't know.
Right.
Like, what's, you know, I'm just so disgusted that he just like brushed it off and made it sound like it's no big deal. I was mortified.
Right.
And I just think it was disgusting. I'm like so turned off right now. I don't trust him anymore. And You know, I mean, it's not that hard to support your partner. If you can't support your partner in something as small as not drinking for 30 days, then, like, you're clearly not relationship material and definitely not marriage material.
Right.
So where do we go from here? Is the sun setting on this relationship?
I mean, you know, I have no idea right now, but I feel like at this point, everything's in question.
Right.
You know, because it comes down to this huge lack of respect. It's not like I put a gun to his head to make him do this.
Correct.
He said he would support me. He volunteered and said that he would do this.
Right.
And then he comes on the radio and tells people that I'm being annoying and bugging him. I mean, it's so gross.
Right. I thought the same thing, Alyssa.
Was your brother pissed when he heard this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He was almost pissed at me.
Why?
Just because he's like, don't, like.
Why are you dating this person?
Yeah.
Like,
tell me you're not going to stay with him,
right,
you know?
Right.
How long have you guys been together, you and Owen?
It's been almost a year and a half at this point.
That's a pretty substantial amount of time, I would say.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good chunk of time to figure out whether or not, hey, is this marriage material? Is this someone I'm going to end up with in the long run?
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, well, we've definitely been talking about moving in together, and we've been kind of, I've met his family. We've been talking about the future, so, I mean, yeah.
What would he have to do moving forward in order for you to forgive him and give this a second shot?
I mean, I think if I talk to him about this, and if he understands how disrespectful it was, like, you know, if he'll own it and take it. But I don't know. It's just, of course, I didn't hear this segment, but the way my brother was talking when he told me about it was just that it was completely rude and disrespectful and sort of blasé, like, yeah, whatever, yeah.
Alyssa, I would say we could send it to you, but I think that'd be the nail in the coffin, so I'm going to choose not to guide you to the podcast.
Well, it's there for anyone if they want to listen to it. But so you're basically saying you have not spoke to him about this at all?
We haven't had time to, like, sit down and have a really good conversation. But I mentioned it to him, and I was trying to stay cool about it. But like, hey, did you, you know, just to confirm, like, did this happen?
Yeah.
And he just kind of blew it off. You know, he's like, it's no big deal, babe. It's just like a radio gag.
Yeah.
Nothing. Don't get kind of gaslighty, you know, like, don't get sensitive. You know,
don't get sensitive.
And just so you know, Owen is not a paid employee here, so there's no reason for him to be doing bits. You know what I mean? So I'm so confused by that.
Yeah. Was there like any incentive? Like,
no, we don't even know this man. He just texted in for There I Said It, a daily segment that we do. So,
We asked if he'd call. We were basically interested in the details, and he spilled them. No problem. So I'm so sorry, Alyssa. Mm-hmm. I hope you're not mad at us. We, you know, we just gave him a platform, and he ran with it.
Yeah. No, I get it. You know, in a way, I'm kind of glad I found this out.
Right.
You know, I've been having, you know, just some questions, just a little questioning in the relationship.
Yeah.
But, and this kind of gives me some clarity. So,
Listen, best of luck. Sorry that happened. And I appreciate you calling in and coming on with us, which is unexpected, but happy you did it.
Yeah. Yeah. No worries. Thanks, you guys.
All right.
I hope you have a good weekend.
No, all right. You too.
Thanks, Alyssa.
All right, guys. Yeah. Bye.
Yikers.
What do you think's going to happen, Owen?
I don't see this lasting very long. Honestly, I don't see them working it out, which I feel bad about that we played a role in that, but like, you revealed your cards, Owen.
You can't feel bad about that. Chrissy says, why do men lie about stupid stuff? I heard this call yesterday at work, and my coworkers feel bad for Alyssa. Tell her to get rid of this Owen guy. He clearly has a drinking problem.
Right. Yeah, it's...
We don't know that. He may.
We
said he likes to party.
We don't know that.
We don't know that. He's got his own flask that he likes to bring to work with him.
So, again, we don't know that. This is all alleged.
Speculation.
But...
Ricky's texting in. This dude has one day left of dry January, and he couldn't hold out. If Alyssa's looking for a rebound, tell her to hit me up. I don't have a job right now, so I got plenty of time to hang out. Oh, yeah, that sounds really nice.
Right.
Alyssa, you hear that? Slicky Ricky is looking for someone to take him to lunch. Bring your wallet, because chances are he's not paying.
Honestly, we love an ambitious king. Shoot for the stars.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. As you guys may know, the 15th annual Bachelor Auction is less than 2 months away. There has been a couple of changes with the auction, but I think a lot of you are going to be very excited about these changes. I'm excited.
Still same great product.
That's right. And live in the studio with us this morning is some of our best friends. I think that's safe to say by now. Some of our best
besties.
Friends from CSC of Rochester, Tim Ambrosetti, Connor McKenna, and Hunter Johnson.
Good morning, guys. Thanks What's for up? Having us. How do we think Owen's feeling this morning?
Owen's not good.
not yet, but I think soon. That's coming down the pipe.
He'll be single soon, sure.
I love that you guys listen to the show. We love a fan moment, truly.
Absolutely.
So, Connor, and I'm going to get over to Hunter. I'm going to go over to our boy Tim here. But starting off, tell us the changes that are happening with the 15th annual Bachelor Auction.
Yeah, so I'm sure everybody saw on social media and the release yesterday. But we are having a bit of a venue switch. The auction originally scheduled for Essex is going to be going back to its roots, so to speak. We're moving over back to Anthology, the event space down on Easton Alexander.
The OG.
The OG.
Nice.
You know, obviously, we've been promoting it as Essex for a while now. Not to get too deep into things, but it's one of those things where, you know, it wasn't our information to divulge at first. So
right.
We kind of had to operate as business as usual until everything was out there with the management and the ownership group at Essex and the transition over to Anthology. But honestly, we couldn't be more excited for it. Like Breezy said, it's going to be the same great product, same great show. And honestly, going back to our roots,
it's
going back to Anthology where it all began.
I'm extremely excited because I've never been to that venue.
It's
is that what Daisy Dukes used to be?
It is. It's what Daisy Dukes and A-Pub used to be.
Got it.
Way back when when I was going out way more than I should.
Right in that bowl.
right.
All right. Let me. I want to pass the mic over to Hunter real quick and Tim.
Hey.
So I'm excited for tomorrow. It's the start of a new month, the 1st of February. What are we going to be doing to promote the auction tomorrow on Park Avenue?
So
Park
for all of the people like me who did dry January, you'll be able to start over in February if you decide to go off that train. But we'll be doing one last final recruiting event, which is going to be a bar crawl on Park Avenue. So starting at 3 p.m., we'll be at the Dead Red Pucker, making our way down, going toward Half Pint, Magpie, Dragonfly, and stopping at other places along
the way. We would recommend you eat before
this
crawl.
We will have full stomachs, I'm sure.
Yeah, and so where are we starting?
At the Dead Red Pecker.
At Dead Red Pecker.
Yep.
Okay. And the time after 2 o'clock, something like that?
3 p.m.
3 p.m. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow, this is going to be a...
It's going to be a long night.
A long night.
I'm sure it's going to be enjoyable to see me. So.
Hunter's going to have his clipboard. He's going to be off the rails because of dry January and just recruiting.
That's
right.
Now, Tim, how many bachelors would you say we already have locked in and ready to go?
Oh, Moose, we're setting records right now, buddy. Right now, as of last night, we have 104 applicants. That's the
record. Wow. That's great.
Yeah. Last year, obviously, we crushed it the night of. We had about 80 around, this time last year.
Right.
We have 100 and 304 right now. So with one last weekend to go, we are sitting pretty. That being said, if you still think you're good for this, if you want to get out there, I've seen the apps. They're garbage. Come apply to be a bachelor. It's going to be great.
I thought he meant the applicants. I was like, oh my God.
No.
He's talking about Bumble, Tinder.
No, Bumble, Tinder, Christian Mingle, Farmers Only.
If you have 104 applicants for guys that want to be bachelors, how many are you going
to
choose?
So we have to weed this down to 25 guys. It's going to be tough. We're going to have interviews on Wednesday and Thursday next week. Bring in as many people as we can into the clubhouse on Alexander Street, interview them, make sure they're good guys, good personalities, they're able to fundraise. And then, we cut it down to 25 from there. So it's competitive.
And don't forget, guys, ladies, there have been people who have been a part of the Bachelor auction in the past who have gotten married. They found their person.
Yeah.
They've gotten married. They've had kids. We've had somebody go on to the actual Bachelorette from this.
Yeah, that is
ABC.
True.
Yeah, absolutely. That is true. So you can crush it. A lot of things to come out of this.
And guys, if you want to come out tonight, or excuse me, if you want to come out tomorrow with us, we're going to be on Park Ave starting at Dead Red Pecker at 3 o'clock, and we're going to raise some money. We're going to find some more bachelors because your job isn't hard enough with 104 ready
to
go.
Yeah, that's crazy.
All right.
We're so excited, though, because it's going to be so fun. And even with the venue change, I'm excited to just like go back to where it all began. You know what I mean? And Anthology is an awesome venue. And let's run it back.
And Connor, real quick, time, place, one more time, in where people can purchase their tickets. And can you tell us how much for VIP and general admission?
Yeah, absolutely. So just a quick refresher. It's going to be Saturday, March 22nd. We're at Anthology now, East and Alexander, back to our roots. GA tickets, I believe, are $35. VIP tickets are $55. That VIP ticket is going to get you in the door early for an exclusive happy hour with the Bachelors, going to get you a champagne toast, going to get you some exclusive food.
And you get a chance to really mingle with the Bachelors to see who you might have your
eye on. You get a chance to find love. Love at first sip is what we'll call it. We'll call it love at first sip with the champagne toast.
Or 6 or 7.
We're also adding a dedicated viewing area closer to the stage this year for VIP.
Nice.
So you'll have kind of a more intimate experience as the Bachelors are walking the stage. For more information on the event, you can go to cserochester.org. You can apply to be a Bachelor there. That'll be the landing page to purchase tickets. Tickets will be available starting February 11th. We'll have a little more on that after we pick the Bachelors and launch them publicly. But it's going to be the best the best one yet. It's the 15th annual.
It's the 15th annual. We're going to set some records. Yeah. It's sneaking up on us, you guys.
We're a little over two months out. A little under two months out.
So come join myself, Connor, Hunter, Tim, and of course our girl Breezy's going to try and make it out tomorrow. We're going to start on Park Ave at Dead Red Pecker starting at 3 o'clock. Let's raise some money and have some fun for the 15th annual Bachelor Auction. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you guys.
You're the best.
It's the easiest way to win $5,000.
It was just that easy.
Allison is looking for some advice this morning when it comes to teenage drama. Her 13-year-old daughter found out the girl who was supposed to be her best friend has secretly been bullying her by starting a Snapchat group with other girls in school.
Get out of my face.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, 585-252-9800. If you have any advice on this today, or if this happened to your kid, hit us up. It's an all-new Parental Confidential. And Allison wrote in this week and says, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. Thank you both for the laughs in the morning. I have a 30-minute commute, so you guys help with that. I have a 13-year-old daughter who found out that two of her so-called friends created a Snap group chat about her. There has also been a noticeable difference in how these friends treat and interact with her at school and school events. However, one of her best friends, who is 14, we'll call her Lisa, typically comes out with us. And she acts sweet as pie, makes it out to look as though her and my daughter are besties. My daughter is quite mature and non-confrontational. So when she found out her friend created this Snap group, it broke her heart. When she told me, she just said, well, at least I know it hurts, but it's not like I can do anything about it. That's a very mature thing to say for a girl who's only 13.
Right.
I reassured her that doing that type of thing says more about them than her. I also asked if she was sure about the group, if she had proof. And she said a different friend showed her a screenshot of the group. What a spiteful thing to do.
What?
She hasn't done anything to these girls at all. They're just turning into typical mean girls. And my issue is that we have an event lined up in a few weeks where I've agreed to my daughter and this so-called friend of hers to take them out for the afternoon. I really don't want to do it anymore, but I also want to make things worse for my daughter by talking to the mom and canceling. Regardless of how well conversations go with the parents, I know my daughter's friend, aka Lisa, is quite two-faced and will make my daughter's life miserable at school. I'm thinking to just go through with the plans we currently have in place. I don't agree with that.
Right.
And take the girls out and then avoid any future plans and distance my daughter from this girl as much as possible. Do you think that's the right approach? Any support tips greatly appreciated from more experienced parents of teenage girls. I'm sorry for the long message. Any help from you guys or parents listening is so appreciated.
Damn.
Honestly, there's no reason to stretch this out a few more weeks, Allison. Tell them,
stop
call
it
the
at
mom.
The door.
Stop it at the
because
door.
Because you know what? I vividly, vividly remember when I was younger and what was it called? MySpace was a thing. And my mom specifically sat me down because there was this young girl named Megan Meyer, and she was in a similar situation. It was MySpace at the time, but she ended up committing suicide.
Oh my God.
By being bullied, and the friend's mom was involved on the other end. And it was just so, it was really the first type of like cyberbullying coming to the forefront because the internet was so new at the time, right? Like social media was so new. And I just remember that vividly because my mom sat me down and talked to me about it like multiple times through because she was so nervous of like, as you grow up and as you encounter these mean girls or boys or whoever it is, how to handle that. Yeah. And it can be and feel absolutely relentless with the apps and internet and all the spaces we have now. But
there's way more platforms.
You as a parent need to step in.
Tim says, ask the daughter, but don't make up a BS excuse to the mom. Tell her the truth. The parents probably don't know their child is being a bully, and they should know. Don't just sweep it under the rug or it's going to keep getting worse. Jackie says, what does your daughter want to do? I'd follow her lead on this. If she prefers to just distance herself from this friend without the confrontation, then you can just make up an excuse to why you have to cancel the plans, like an appointment. But there is no need to force your daughter to hang out with someone who's not her true friend.
No.
I agree. What's the point?
You shouldn't. You shouldn't at all.
Denise
like
says,
I said, stop it at the door.
Oh, hell no. Cancel with Lisa's mom directly and tell her that Lisa is a two-faced friend that is partaking in online bullying. And make sure to send mom the screenshots. That's important. So she knows, because I'm sure we can agree. So a lot of parents today, not my Lisa. Oh, no.
Not my Jonathan. No, he's literally curb stomping other kids' heads. So, yes.
It's aggressive.
I know. Listen, I think that just because there's plans in place, and just because it's easier to fulfill obligation, stop it.
You would be
cut it off.
You would absolutely be sending the wrong message to your daughter if you continue to let this girl hang out with her.
It's giving like, oh, you're a doormat and you're going to let people walk all over you.
Yeah.
Nope. No thanks. I'm all set on that. we're getting a lot of texts.
Let me get to Rachel real quick, who says, good morning, guys. Why on earth would this mom go through with the plans? It's a terrible idea. She's teaching her daughter that bullying is okay. Call the mom. Tell her exactly why your daughter will no longer be friends with this Lisa girl. 100%.
There's a lot of texts that I can't read because there's a lot of profanities, but I'll get to the ones that I can. This mom should absolutely not take that girl out with her daughter. It's just adding insult to injury. And if it's a Snapchat group, that means they're doing little things to make fun of her. So anything that you do throughout that day could be a topic of conversation within that group.
Oh, that's true.
Definitely do not make your daughter hang out with a person that is awful. I absolutely would cut that off at the knees and tell the mom the reason why you're stopping this hangout session.
Yeah.
I would never have my daughter around people like that, period, point blank.
Allison, you cannot be afraid of confrontation with this other mom.
No.
As the parent here, you have to tell her exactly what's going on with her daughter, Lisa, and what she's been doing to your daughter with her friends at school. And it's starting these Snap group chats, which happens a lot.
Bad.
In every school imaginable. Hey guys, if I would give advice to this mom and say, if you're able to, screenshot everything. This happened to me in high school and it only got worse. And the bullying was horrific. If you're able to get screenshots, definitely bring them with you when talking to the other parents.
call the mom and tell her what her kid is doing, and then call the cops for bullying. I don't know if you can call the cops. This is not okay. Cut it off now before it gets any worse.
Yeah, so everybody that's messaging in, there's a lot of messages here, Allison. Do not drag this out. Cut off the plans immediately and talk to Lisa's mom. Tell her exactly what's going on and bring screenshots. Thank you guys for the messages.
Heavy one this morning.
Who did you say what high school is looking to get rid of cell phones from the start of the day until school ends?
So it was Rochester City Schools that were looking into it, but the New York State Teachers Union is looking into it as a whole. So it would be effective for like widespread districts throughout the region. Which I think would do wonders.
Could be beneficial.
Yes.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in and all the messages. It's Peaks Wine Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy.
Hey, it's Devins. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And, of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3 right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.